This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
إن الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله تسألون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَأَتَّزِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تُفَارُوا. The hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are mubeen, crystal clear on the subject of the divisions which can occur amongst the faithful. And when I say faithful, I'm talking about since the time of Adam alayhi salam. Because with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he said, as the Yahud or Nasrani, as the people of the book, the Ahlul Kitab, divided into 71 or 72 groups or fatwa. So, you means the Muslims will divide into 73 wakutana, and all of them in the hellfire, illuwahad, except for one. And he said, this is what me and my companions are upon today. When I came into Islam so many years ago, almost three decades, I heard about this hadith. And it's not something that somebody would make up. If somebody's trying to make up a religion or any kind of a group, they would not be ready to Sheikh said this is a better mic. Alhamdulillah. It is not something that you make up. If you're trying to invent a religion or a group of any kind, one thing you would not do is tell the followers that eventually they're going to fall apart. That is not something you would do. And yet that's exactly what he said. Crystal clear. Crystal clear. That as the former faithful, the Jews and Christians used to be upon exactly Islam. Otherwise, why would Allah mention it like that in the Quran? But they divided up. And so many groups. And the way he said it, by the way, just so you know, and this is called an idiom, an Arabic idiom. It doesn't mean you need to count each of the groups of the Jews and each of the groups of the Christians or each of the groups of the Muslims. In Arabic, especially in their times, when they would see a small group of birds fly over, they would say, there's 70. And if it was a really large group, they would say 70. It was just to give you an idea. Like we say, a dozen, more or less, half a dozen, more or less. This is the idea. But then when you say the one after it, it's kind of like when your mother tells you, don't slam the door. When you come in the house, don't slam the door. And somebody slammed the door. I told you don't slam the door. I told you 100 times don't slam the door. Actually, she just said it 3 times, right? But she's saying it. Then the next time somebody comes in, slam the door. I told you 101 times don't slam the door. The emphasis is not on the number. The emphasis is on the don't slam the door. And in this way, Allah has made it clear for us with expressions about 7 and 70 and 40 and so on. You don't have to count those numbers when you hear them. And with the Prophet ﷺ, in this particular hadith, it has so much emphasis not on 71, not on 72, not on 73. The emphasis is on don't separate. The translation of the ayah that I was reading to you, actually this ayah occurs immediately after يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. You hear this every Juma, probably. And then you hear it many times in speeches that people give. It's a very important ayat from Quran to mention. But the verse that follows it is a continuation because it starts with the letter Wow. And it says, and. Give a look. First of all, what is the first part of it? For all of you who have come to the right belief in Allah, then have taqwa for Allah. And taqwa is a shield against the punishment of Allah on the Day of Judgment. This is what it means. We translate it as piousness or righteousness because this is the result that we're looking for, but taqwa is a shield or a partition or a barrier against something. And this is exactly what we need on the Day of Judgment against the Ghadab of Allah. And then it continues, it says, it's Allah's right that you have this shield against His punishment. Then it continues, and don't die except in the state of al-Islam, aslama. Don't die except upon La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. But then it continues, and what? That's the movie I have that. And hold tight, all of you, to the habl of Allah, the rope of Allah, the cable of Allah. Hold on tight. The scholars say it's focused that this is the deen itself. Hold tight to the deen of Islam. What is the deen? It's the way of life of a Muslim. Exactly what our Prophet and his Sahabi were upon at their time. And then it said, Walla tafarqu, and don't separate, don't divide. Again, we'll go back and look at the hadith about the dividing up, and it's using the same terminology. Of farqa. And by the way, farqa in itself, this is not a bad word. Farqa is not a bad word. In the Quran, chapter 25 of the Quran is called al-Furqan, same word. Because this is a division and a distinction between haq, and batil, between evil and good. Good and evil. To make a distinction. You should make a distinction. But when you make a distinction between you and others, be careful. Because if they really are off, then you need to be away from that. But don't cause it. Don't make something up to split up the Muslims. That makes sense. Because the Rasulullah said that all of these groups, all of this farqa is going to be in the hellfire. Finnar. Illa wahid, except for one. And he says, the one that me and my companions are on today. And may Allah make us all of those people who are on the same thing. We thank Almighty Allah for making us Muslim. This is very good news. Very good news. And we want to be of those that when we die that will be upon on this way of life, this deen of Allah. Be on what our Prophet and his companions were on. When I came into Islam, as I was saying earlier, I heard about this hadith, and immediately the people that were telling me the hadith were acknowledging that some other group within the same masjid were not of us, is what they were saying. And mentioning this hadith, they said, we are the ones who are on this, the good group. Being new to Islam, I wanted to go meet all the brothers, sit with all the people, listen to everybody. But it doesn't matter. I want to hear what their story is. I already was a Muslim, alhamdulillah, that's good enough, but what's going on with the Muslims? And the other group in that same masjid told me essentially the same hadith and mentioned that the other group was off and we're the right ones. I found that to be very peculiar. Then over the years, from one masjid to another, to another, to another, from one state to another, from one country to another, I kept seeing this same kind of thing. But not just two groups, or even three. It became that, subhanAllah, as many as five or six groups in the same masjid. One brother came up to me one time, and he said, Sheikh, I think it's the end of the world today. I said, why? He said, you know that hadith? I said, yeah, I know this hadith. He said, well, I counted on the internet, you know, with Google and this. He said, and there's 73 groups. I asked him, which masjid? Because there's so many groups. Now, in one masjid, you can find a number of them. And as I already mentioned, it's not about the number 73, or 72, or 71. It's about don't separate. This is what it's about. How can I make a distinction, though? How can I know what to do? I want to be with the right group. Obviously. But if each group said they're the right ones, and there are many, how can I know which one is the right one? One of our scholars made it real easy. He said, all you have to do is be on the Quran and Sunnah, and whoever would like to be on the Quran and Sunnah is good. And if anybody wants to make a distinction, let them do it, not you. Anybody wants to be different from that, let them say what they want to say. Let them be the one who choose to go away from the mainstream. So, the other thing that I heard was, don't make yourself like a part of only this group. The Minhaj, well, this is the jurisprudence of a particular group, like the like Hanafi or Hanbali, Maliki, Shafi, like this. These are understandings of fiqh, and certain fiqh, they have come up with some stuff that is pretty easy to follow. And in a certain area of the world, maybe you're in Northern Africa, maybe it's Maliki, maybe you're in Asia, you'll find that the Shafi is popular there. And this way you get along with everybody, just follow along with what they're doing. It's not wrong. But he said that I'm Shafi, and all those other guys are off the Minhaj. This is a problem. Because the imams didn't do that themselves. In fact, the imams that we're talking about were not all at the same time. They came in succession. First is Abu Hanifa. And Abu Hanifa, when he was very old, then that's when Imam Malik came to him. Then when Imam Malik was older, Imam Shafi was a student of his. And then when Imam Shafi is older, Imam Ahmed was a student of his at one time. So if you understand that, they're learning from each other, sharing from each other, and definitely not trying to make different groups. So we need to be careful about that, very careful about that. As far as some of the other groups that we hear about with labels and so on, if you have to predicate your particular kind of Islam with some type of a descriptive adjective, this is a problem. This is a serious problem. Is it not good enough just to say I'm a Muslim? And if you say no, that's not good enough. Well, Allah said in the Quran that He named us Muslims. What's wrong with that? You didn't like that? And the Prophet and all of his followers, they called themselves Muslims. That's it. And for a simple person like me from Texas, Muslim is good enough. I get enough hassle from non-Muslims about that subject. Why would I want to make a bigger problem in the Muslim community? Make sense or no? You know you're not supposed to talk, but you can knock your head, right? If you're still awake. Alright, cool. I just want to make this point. Dividing up into groups is not going to help our case. In fact, it makes it real difficult for us to reach out to the non-Muslim when we're so busy fighting amongst ourselves about exactly how to move our finger in the salam, or where to put our hands in the salam, or exactly what time you start the fasting or break the fasting during Ramadan. These kinds of things don't help. They hurt. And eventually, even Muslims fighting against each other. I have visited countries and places where I actually witnessed, I got there right afterward, a Muslim had killed another Muslim over this subject. Over this subject. About you're wrong and I'm right in my Islam. And how is that? How is it? In one case, somebody cut off the head of one of the Imam's sons in the place that I was at. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. For all of the division that I saw amongst the Christians, I never heard about something like that. Just a couple years ago, a dear friend of mine in another country, who was a Mufti, him and his son were shot at. They were trying to kill him. Muslims were shooting at them with a gun when they got into their car and drove away. So, this is not acceptable. And the one that can make a difference is you. You can make the difference. All you have to do is just stay on Islam and stay out of other people's business. Simple as that. And if you said, but this brother, this and this and this, make dua for him. Ask Allah to guide him. Does Allah guide people? Then ask Allah to guide him. It's not your job. Let me share with you another type of group that was and still is a real big problem. And that's a group who know a little bit, they know a little bit, but what's that expression? A little knowledge is dangerous? Very dangerous. Because the hadith that they'll quote, the ayahs that they'll quote, are not even a complete ayah, not even a complete hadith, and definitely not with understanding. I'll give you only one because this is just a Jummah khutbah, not a big lecture, but I want you to think about this. A hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very famous hadith. said it's din al-nasiha. Dina, which means what? The deen of Islam. The way of Islam. Adina, nasiha. The deen is nasiha. They translated this as the way of Islam is advice. And then after that, that's the end of what they said. And then after that, they will say, and it's my duty, Yahi, to give you nasiha. Your pants are too long. Your miswak is too short. And your beard doesn't cut it. It doesn't work. The hijab, no. You got to cover up more. Yeah, it's my job. I call these people the Bismillah police. Did you say Bismillah? No, go out of the room and come back in and you have to say Bismillah. Did you come in on the right foot? Astaghfirullah, brother! Go back out and come in on your right foot. Astaghfirullah! We've all seen it. Everyone of us know what I'm talking about. Is even the sea like that? Is that the whole hadith? Huh? Is that the whole hadith? What you mean? Was there more? Actually, according to the scholars, they said there's a lot more to this hadith. It continues. The companions who heard him say that said, to whom? To whom is this nasiha? Qala Rasul Sallallahu Allah, to Allah, and to his book, and to his prophet, and to the Wali Amr, the one who is responsible for the community of Muslims, and to the general public. Now go back and try to look at that translation, it doesn't work. Because advice, do you tell Allah what to do? I don't think so. Even as a Christian, I didn't try to do that. And do you tell the book of Allah what to do? Can you give advice to the Quran? Or advice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or you're going to give advice to the Wali Amr? I'd like to see that one. And then on top of that, how would you ever reach all of the people? It doesn't make sense. The ulama, they said, no, this is not a good translation. In this case, it's a dedication to serve. Nasiha is saying is to be dedicated and especially ready to serve. That makes sense. A dedicated service to Allah, to the Book of Allah, to the Prophet of Allah, to the Wali Amr that Allah put over you, and to the people. Does that work? Sincerity. SubhanAllah. Look how people can twist something. There is more to that subject, but I'll leave it alone for now. I just want to remind myself of the importance of being together. Finally, this one little piece of advice. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Everybody's going to die. Every one of us will die. And when you die, I want to ask you this question. Before you ever get to the grave, before you ever get to the maqbara, as soon as you are dead, somebody has to wash your body. True or false? Who's going to do that? Most likely somebody in this room right now. And who's going to come to the grave with you? Most likely people from this room right here, right now. And who's going to remind you of the questions of the grave? Who's your Lord? What is your way? And who's your brother? People from this room right here. your brothers in Islam. Please try to look at them in a better way. Look at them in a better way. Maybe we're being a little bit too hard on each other, when the one that we need to be a little bit harder on is the one that we see in the mirror every day. I ask Allah that He will let all of us into His Jannah al-Firdaws. I ask Allah that He will let us be with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah to forgive us all, to guide all of us, Adina, to guide all of us to the Salat al-Mustaqim, Ameen. May Allah forgive us, Allah guide us, and make us a good example from right here in Delaware to the rest of the Muslims around the world, and not let us make barakah. This is from Shaitan, Na'udhu Billah, and for all of us, give you a little bit of room for your brother. Maybe I don't know a lot, and that's probably true. But at least I'm trying, and I'm sure all of you are trying to do something. So let us ask Allah to make what we're trying to do work for Him, and put us all in His Jannah. Ameen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد.